Hello, welcome to Thursday night's closing class. This is a big night as we wrap up week one. And I'm just really proud of some of you who are really taking this class seriously. You've been making dials all week, and you will reap huge, huge rewards from your action and your efforts. And you will just, you guys are going to get so much from this class. In the next couple weeks, I'm so stinking excited for you. This type of thing does not happen in our industry. I've never seen anything like a class even offered like this before. Coincidentally, I've never even seen such positive results either from practicing and really perfecting your skills. So you're absolutely in the right place at the right time. Do not forget that your homework is due on Sunday evening. All the details are included in your email. So make sure that you are keeping track of all of your numbers and be ready to submit those right away here in the next couple days, come Sunday. So let's just get a move on it. Let's jump into tonight's call, and we'll certainly wrap up after. You ready, Carrie?
Two 2% of the population that really understands the importance of constantly refining your skills. There is not any person on the planet that skill set stays the same when they stop using it or when they're not continuously sharpening it and getting better at it or keeping on track with it. Every skill set known to man needs practice, and practice, they say, makes perfect, but that's really not the full truth, because perfect practice makes perfect, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing here in this class. There's a little bit of an agenda that I have to work out with you before we get started. We are going to be able to role play with a couple of individuals today. For the next following weeks in the class, it will be mostly role playing and some Q&A. But I have an agenda that we've got to talk about before we move forward. First of all, I need to make sure that you understand what this really is all about. When I say congratulations and on making it into the class, I'm serious about that. And why? Because there is only a small group of people that would actually step up into having themselves analyzed, having themselves be held accountable with their numbers, and having somebody else hold them to the fire to say, hey, these things need to change in order for your business to improve or whatever your career is. Well, in order for your numbers to improve, the vast majority of you really only need to do one very simple thing to have your numbers really skyrocket and improve tremendously, and that is you need to increase your dials. As I look straight across the board in this class, from all the way from Spain, Tel Aviv, London, and all the way down to Australia, the one common denominator that I see that would be the biggest hindrance for all of your success is you just are not making enough dials. This is consistent every single time I've taught this class. Every single time I've taught this class, this has been consistent. And so here, even in this class, you know, I've got Tracy Reuter, who was in the prospecting class as well. And by the way, for those of you that are in both classes, gosh, hats off to you. Phenomenal job for you to have that kind of foresight, because we are definitely going to improve your numbers. Whether you signed up first for the closing class and didn't think you need the prospecting class, I'm a little worried for you if that's the case, because we are going to improve your closing numbers. But if you can't get people to show up to a presentation, your ratios are not going to be maximized the way they could have if you were in both of the classes. And so it's the same vice versa. You know, if you were in the prospecting class but not in the closing class, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we will help to improve your ratios of people showing up to your presentation. That's what we do to improve your numbers in the prospecting class. The closing class is designed to, once you have those people at that presentation, how do I get them to say yes to either my product or my company, whatever it is that you are marketing? And so how do I increase the amount of people that say yes and give me the money for whatever my service or product is? That's what this class is designed for. But if you can't get people to show up to the presentation, then you certainly don't have anyone to close. And so let's say, for example, that you send 10 people to a presentation, you call all 10 of them back at the appointed time that you set up for the follow-up call, and no one answers the phone. Well, your issue is not yet a closing issue, because no one showed up for you to read the closing script. The main issue is the prospecting. It's the prospecting that gets them to show up for the presentation itself. It's closing that after they look at the presentation, they are there for you to read the closing script too. And so that's how you know which area you actually need help with. Now, you might have made a mistake here. Maybe you are not able to get a lot of people to show up for a presentation and you're not in the prospecting class. I cannot urge you enough. You're making a huge mistake by not being in both classes because you will learn how to close inside of this class. There's no question your ratios are going to increase. Your confidence is going to increase. Your belief is going to increase. Your attitude is going to increase. Your numbers will increase. But if you cannot get the people to the presentation, I can't help you in this class, and I will not be answering any prospecting questions in this class. I'll only be addressing objections and closing, and that's it. Okay, so if you've made a mistake and you're having a hard time getting people showing up for a presentation, right now pick up your cell phone and call our office, 866-760-8255, and sign up for the next prospecting class and get yourself in immediately. You'll be able to get a hold of the MP3 because you already missed the first class. And so we'll go ahead and give you the copy, the professional recording, if, of course, you sign up for the MP3. Only if you sign up for the MP3, you'll get a copy of that class. Otherwise, you just missed the first class. Just like if you were in college, you don't get that class back. But this way, we have professionally recorded it. If you sign up for that MP3, you're going to get 4 MP3s throughout the whole week. And it comes in an MP3 file in your email box is what you'll receive so that you'll be able to catch up on the class. So I urge you to do that. If you're not able to get people to show up for the presentation, that's not what this class is for. It's only for when they do show up for the presentation and how do you close them. So in this case, you know, Tracy Reuter, who is in both classes, smart young lady, just started working leads. Has been in her business for 5 years, mostly working warm market, and has ventured off since she's come in contact with Work at Home Profit Zone to start working leads. She did 1,000 dials in a week. That is a full-time effort to be able to do that. In fact, let me go ahead and give you roughly in my experience for all these years of working leads, and I've done warm market, lukewarm market, which is people that you meet, and cold market, which are running advertising. I've done all three markets for 20 years now. And so I know how many hours it takes to actually work those numbers. And so it takes the average person, if you're working cold market, it takes about 3.5 hours to do 100 dials. To do 100 dials, it takes you about 3 to 3.5 hours to be able to dial 100 people. And why? Because there's only about 5 to 10% of the people that are actually going to answer the phone. And so you can work it out. You all gave me the amount of hours that you're working your business. For someone that is working 40 hours a week and only doing 400 dials, they're doing something else with their time that is not productive, especially if all they're doing is working cold leads, because it only takes 3.5 hours. So you have to look at, what am I doing with the rest of the 36 hours that I'm apparently working my business? Well, let me tell you this. The way your ratio should be working, my friends, is 80% of your time should be doing dials. 80% of your working hours of working your business. And by the way, this training does not count in you working. This is not working hours. This is taking a college course. Now, I know this, that your job, 90%, 99% of the jobs out there are not going to pay you for your time while you're taking an extra college course to try to get your MBA or whatever it is that you're doing. And that's what you're doing here today, is you're trying to get some kind of degree in the area of closing so that you can be proficient and professional and earn an income through closing, because you can't without, if you can't close, you can't earn any money. And so this does not count. Any of your time studying on our website, your time at First Steps to Success, those are not working hours. Those are extra, that's extra time like going to school to learn how to be able to build your business. And so make sure you're accurate in the amount of hours that you're saying that you're working your business. Just because you're spending time online with us doesn't mean that you're working. Picking up the phone and dialing is actually working. Doing a presentation is working. So anyway, the vast majority of the people inside this class are nowhere near the level of dials that they need to be doing. I mean nowhere near the level of dials that they need to be doing. So if you are, again, working 10 hours a week, you should be able to be fitting in almost 300 dials, you know, between 2 and 300 dials per week if you're only working 10 hours a week. And I'm looking at Tracy with the most amount of dials here in this class with 1,000 dials for the week. She works 35 hours, you know, that's comparable. And then next down from there, we've got somebody with, you know, 500. Little over 500 dials. And again, it's very important to make sure you have enough leads. Why? Because you'll be in lead deficit disorder. What is that? That's when you get on the phone and you need the person to answer the phone. That's when you get on the phone and you need them to show up for a presentation. That's when you have them show up for a presentation and you beg them to get started. This is not good. When you are groveling because you don't have any more people to call, and that will happen. If you don't have enough people to call, you will grovel. You will beg. You will spend more time than you need with those individuals because you have the time to spend with them, begging them to buy or to get started or to do whatever it is that you want them to do. So you always need to make sure that you have lots of exposures happening. Now, for those of you that are working one market, I am also aware, because I've worked all three markets, that, you know, your ratios with having people answer the phone with one market are far higher than with cold market. You're going to get a hold of maybe 70% of the people that you dial. And so even so, I'm looking at a lot of you that work warm market, but I'm looking at, I called three people this week. There's one here, Sue Kaler, good job, 180 people, 180 dials. You wrote down that you're working warm market. That's a phenomenal amount of dials for someone that's working warm market and working 20 hours a week. Actually, that'd be the best that I've seen, because most people that work warm market, they really twiddle their thumbs and look for a bunch of other things to do besides call anybody from their warm contact list. And so for the most of you, if you are only doing 10 dials, 3 dials, 5 dials, 15 dials per week, you are causing yourself a slow, tortured death, and your business will die. This is not a level of activity that you are supposed to be at. And why you? Because you signed up in this class, which shows me that you're deadly serious about getting over the hump from amateur to professional. You are sick and tired of the results that you're getting, and you want to improve your game. And so if that is you, that means you're signing up for the Olympics here. And if you're signing up for the Olympics, well, then by golly, me as your coach, I'm going to make you run harder than you've ever run before in your life. You're going to hate me through this class, but I promise you by the end of the class, you will love me. Why? I'm going to pull more out of you than you thought was possible, but you have to show up for the game. You got to show up for practice, and you got to show up dressed. What's your uniform? Picking up the phone, making those dials. You've got to increase the dials. And I'm looking at somebody right now that's working cold market and made 10 dials. Come on. You got to know better than that. I don't want to see 10 or 5 or 15 dials on anybody's homework assignment. Nobody. These have got to increase. If you plan on reaching the level that you signed up for, you did not sign up in this class to stay the same. You did not sign up in this class to be mediocre. You did not sign up in this class to fail. You signed up in this class because you know there's something more inside of you. You know that there's more ability in there that's buried under a bunch of fears, or buried under a bunch of preconceived ideas, or buried under a poor work ethic that was maybe taught to you by somebody else. Well, you're no longer under that authority. You're now under mine. And as my authority is, I'm going to tell you, I used to talk to 30, 40, 50, 60 people a day. Talk to a day. That means I did far many more dials than that in a day, because you don't get a hold of every single person that you call. And so if I'm talking to 30, 40, 50, 60 people in a day, there's not anybody in this list that has talked to that many people per average per day. Nowhere near. Got it. Okay, cool. And by the way, if there's any of you counting doing presentations for your people in your numbers, meaning for your organization, those don't count as your numbers. I'm looking at somebody here that talked to 200 people but only did 10 dials. Great chance here that this is a misunderstanding. There's a good chance that you maybe did conference calls or presentations for other people. This does not count. We're talking personal production. Personal production, not the production your people brought to you. We're talking personal production. The only way that you're going to grow is by personal production, getting out of the way of our people and getting busy with ourselves. Anyway, Hey, by the way, Laura Lee is the coordinator for the class. She's on the line right now also. If you have any questions or you need help with email, downloading your MP3, which is the copy of this class that is being professionally recorded. If you are recording this class outside of the way that we are doing it, that is not ethical, and it is called pirating. And the bottom line is we reap what we sow. So if you are doing that, and by the way, please stay off the speakerphone as well. And the reason for that is that it causes conflict with the recording as well as with the the quality of the lines that will be open. So please stay off your speakerphone, and especially if I'm role-playing with you, don't be on speakerphone, and you don't ever want to prospect on speakerphone either. It's very impersonal and does not make the prospect comfortable. Anyway, if you have any questions at all, you need to reach her. The quickest way to do that is through our support suite. If you go to DannyJohnson.com/support, enter in a ticket under closing class. You can enter a ticket in there, or you can contact her at 866-760-8255. If you're already regretting that you did not get in to both classes, if you want to go ahead and do that, you can get online right now at Work at Home Profit Zone and click on coaching and go ahead and get yourself registered for that next one, and we'll get you in on that next class for next Tuesday. Now, I want you to understand something. As you're sending in your numbers, don't you be worrying about what I'm looking at. Again, my job is to analyze what it is you're doing and to help you to improve. I can't help you improve if you don't send me your numbers. The other thing is that these are what I call a homework assignment. So just like in a college course, there's homework required. The homework that is required by you is to send me in all of your numbers, how many hours you work, how many if you're working warm or cold leads, how many dials, how many people have you talked to, how many presentations have you done, how many new clients have you brought in, how many new business associates did you bring in, depending on whatever your business model is, because we have all different types of business models here today. When you send these numbers in, you have to understand, I'm not sitting here going, oh, my gosh, that person really sucks. They're really lame. That's not what I'm doing. I literally am looking at this to say, how can I help this person to succeed? So there can't be any egos here in the room, none. And for those of you that haven't been to First Steps, you probably don't have a clue what I'm talking about. But for those of you that have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You cannot be concerned about looking bad here in this class. You cannot be concerned about being embarrassed or whether or not I think you're good at what you do or that you have other people in this class and you don't want them to hear you how terrible you are. You cannot be concerned about looking bad, looking stupid, or doing something wrong. You have to be more concerned about moving forward and improving. And so in order for you and I to move forward together, I need permission from you to put you on the spot if necessary and to call it out like it is. If I have your permission, then I can help stretch you and strengthen you to be the business developer that you really are called to be, especially for such a time as this, for a time of fearful times, crisis times, desperate times. Therefore, your skill set has got to rise above, and I'm confident that this class is going to be able to do that. I am going to be very direct. I'm going to be short, quick, and to the point so that we can maximize our time together. We only have an hour and a half together on Thursdays. That's it. That time's going to fly by, and 4 weeks are going to disappear out of thin air before you know it. And so the reason why I need you working the most amount of leads when we are not on the phone together is so that you can get into the habit of what it takes to be a professional business developer, as well as you can get through the fears, as well as improving your skill sets on the side. And that's hugely important to be able to do. So in order for us to maximize our time together, you know, we are clearly going to have to be quick and to the point, and I'm not going to be able to answer everybody's questions, but you will find that as you're hearing other people being role-played and other questions that are coming up, that they are very similar, if not the same exact question that you had, because most of you are all on the same level of skill set that's in this class. There's only a few of you that have an advanced level of skill set. The majority of the people in this class have a lower level of skill set and working on improving that. And so y'all are about in the same boat is basically what I'm saying, which is awesome. And there'll be some people that you'll hear, you go, oh, my gosh, I'm just like that person, or wow, I'm actually doing a little better than that person. So no matter what, this is going to be a great confidence booster for most of you on this, actually for all of you, I'll say. And some of you are going to end this class with more phone confidence, more conviction, more belief, and others of you won't. And that's completely by your choice and your own state of mind. Some of you will do nothing that I share with you to do, and you'll fight me every single step of the way, and others of you will do exactly all that I share with you, and you'll have phenomenal growth. And some of that growth will be tangible, and some of that will be intangible. What do I mean by tangible? Tangible meaning the numbers have increased. You've made more money. Others of you, it'll be intangible growth, depending on where you're at. I mean, if you're coming to the table with fear of the phone, you need some confidence. You need some belief. You need some conviction. You need the right kind of attitude, and you need the ability to focus. For somebody that can't pick up the phone, for that individual, them actually picking up the phone for the next 4 weeks is huge, tangible results. Expecting for you to close, you know, 10 people this month, if you aren't even in the practice of picking up the phone, probably you're slim to none. And so we want to definitely have a set of goals for yourself for this class that is in line with where your current skill set is. And if you just increase your skill set just a little bit, you're going to have some kind of tangible results. But don't be embarrassed about your numbers. This is a safe place to grow in, and I'm not judging your numbers from a perspective of this person's really lame. I'm literally looking at the numbers of what can I do to help this person succeed. So if you want to role play with me, and it doesn't mean that I will, let me give you some guidelines. I am not going to role play with somebody that's not helping themselves. I'm going to role play with those that are helping themselves. What does that mean? That's somebody that's doing a good amount of dials each and every week. That's somebody that's stretching themselves, and I'm going to help pull you across the finish line. I work where I'm deserved, not necessarily where I'm needed. The second thing concerning the homework, I will only answer the questions and role play with those that send in their homework. I will not work with the individuals that will not follow directions. Again, I will only work with those who are willing to help themselves. So if you want a shot at asking a question or getting role played with, then you need to make sure and follow directions by sending in your homework. I know who's teachable based on who's doing what they've been asked to do. I will not work with somebody that's not teachable. It's that simple. Why? At this stage in my game, I don't have to. That's why. You go ahead and work with those that are unteachable. You have fun with that. I choose not to, and to be honest with you, I've never worked with those that are unteachable since I've been successful, and that's, you know, for my first year on. And why? There's no need. If somebody isn't willing to help themselves, then you don't need to waste your time trying to pull them across the finish line. You're looking for those who already got momentum towards the finish line. Those are the ones that you want to work with. For those of you that also have a different level of homework, for those of you who signed up for the recording of this class that will be receiving an MP3 file the day after the class, because you showed yourself with that level of foresight, because you saw yourself not wanting to miss any information, because the truth is I speak at 100% rate, you listen at 25, and it's probably less on a telephone than it is live because I'm not captivating you live, visually. So for those of you that did that, for those of you that realized I need to study this again and again, you showed how serious you were by signing up for that MP3. You showed that you had a level of leadership that most people don't have. And so I'm going to stretch you a little bit more. And the stretch is this. I need you to listen to at least 1 hour of the MP3 every single day. Take one day off. Have a day of rest. But listen to that MP3 at least once a day. Every day until you receive the next class's MP3. And I'm talking about closing. If you're in both classes, it doesn't count that way. So if you're in both classes, you'll be listening to 2 hours of audio every single day. So starting tomorrow, you'll be listening to the closing class. When you receive it, you're going to receive it in your email box. You'll be listening to that class for an hour, the same one every single day until next Thursday when you get the next class. Your homework is due Tuesday night before midnight. You need to pull out your calendar or alarm on your phone or whatever to send in that homework. If we don't receive that homework by Tuesday night at midnight, then your homework assignment will not be entered in to my binder here where I'm looking at all of your numbers. So please follow through. Do what it takes to stretch yourself to follow directions. And I know some of you are not people that follow directions. It's hard for you to submit to somebody else's authority. Well, it's time to get teachable, and it's time that you allow yourself to be stretched. Again, I know you didn't sign up in this class to fail. You signed up because you want to succeed. In order for you to succeed, you've got to follow directions. So homework is due Tuesday night before midnight. Again, if you're in both classes, that means you got a homework assignment due Sunday before midnight and Tuesday before midnight. Prospecting classes due on Sunday. Closing classes due on Tuesday night at midnight. So put alarm in your phone, alarm on your calendar, in your computer, whatever, to remind you to turn in that homework. And what's the homework again? The numbers. We actually will be sending you an email. And that email is coming from admin@workathomeprofitzone.com, and the subject line is closing class homework. Okay, so again, it's closing class homework, and that's exactly what the email will say. So we send you the email, and if you have not received that, which you should be receiving that immediately, Laura Lee will be sending it immediately, and then you'll just have to send it back by Tuesday night at midnight. Okay, cool. Well, that pretty much addresses everything that I got to talk to you about. I'm excited for to see you grow. I'm excited to watch your numbers increase. I'm excited to see those of you who are afraid to talk on the phone to absolutely get over it and become animals on the phone. I have watched that happen so many times. I've watched people with serious language barriers close people left and right. So I know absolutely anything is possible. So, and we're going to see what's going to be possible. Every week we actually pull four different categories, and there's a winner, let's say, who gets some special recognition each and every week. And let me go ahead and give that to you right now. There's four different categories. Most dials, talk to the most people, brought to the presentation, and who enrolled the most amount of people. Laura Lee, I'd like the other one to be on new product clients also. To be in here. Laura, if you can write that down, because that's also a part of closing, and we've got some people in here that have done a great job of that as I'm looking right now. So Tracy Rutter, again, 1,000 dials. Man, she is leading phenomenally with that kind of activity, and we're talking about she came from a business that dealt only with a personal list of resources, which usually deals with much less. She took a challenge that Mr. Hans Johnson in St. Louis gave the entire room at First Steps to Success to get through 1,000 dials, and that's when you're starting to really get to make things happen, and she did it. She took the challenge. She made it happen, and I'm sure there's only 2% of the room that actually took the challenge. Tracy, you're one of them. Great leadership, great following directions. We're really proud of you. And then we have Phyllis Chalmowick, whatever. Phyllis, you know who you are. I am so sorry. I really messed up your name there. Phyllis, 200 people that she actually physically talked to. Wow, that's a lot of talking. And then we've got Tracy Rutter, again, with brought the most amount of people to a presentation. 30 people brought to a presentation. And then enrolled Mike Reeser, enrolled 7 people last week. And then we've got Susan Barrett, who has 24 new clients in 1 week. Wow. Got 24 new people to get started with whatever her product is, and I know what that product is, and I also know what the profit is on that product. And, Susan, you made some good cash in a week. I mean, a lot of good cash in a week. That's pretty outrageous. So, Susan Barrett, wow, you made a lot of money. Congratulations and great job on getting all those clients for last week. Okay, cool. I'm going to pull up the first person that I'm going to role play with. And let me go ahead and pull that up. It is Michelle Luminato. Michelle, press number 1. Amy's going to open up your line.
Her line is now open.
Okay. Michelle, how are you? Michelle. She's like, what?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Okay. I want to look at a couple of things with you, doll.
Okay.
Just to get started. Good amount of dials that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You're doing pretty good as far as that goes. If it's 100 dials for every 3 hours, I've got about 12 hours accounted for. You're working about 20 hours a week, it says.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what are you doing with the rest of your time?
That's dial time, so I'm probably talking too long when I do talk to them, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, those are just hours that I'm prospecting, so those don't include emails or anything like that.
These are 20 hours of prospecting?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you mean? How many hours are you spending on emails?
I only send emails at the very end of the day, you know, and that's just to follow up with the people that I said I would send an email to.
Okay.
And when I'm doing my prospecting, I send them directly to a website on the spot, so that's, you know, and then I return the call hopefully within a half hour, an hour.
Okay. So wait a minute. I'm looking at you. You actually, you talked to 80 people.
Uh-huh.
So you read the script 80 times.
The prospecting script.
Good job, girl. That's amazing. Okay, so we have 28 people that you sent to a presentation. How do you know if 28 people showed up?
That is the part I don't know if they all showed up.
Okay.
I mean, definitely what you just said is, I mean, true, and I definitely want to enroll in your next prospecting class. And I don't know 100% because I haven't talked to every single person on that. So
let's look at that. How many people were there when you called them back?
I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but I do believe it was probably like 10 or 7.
7 to 10?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you definitely have a prospecting issue.
Okay.
Because and if you're only having, if you're scheduling, first of all, if you had 80 conversations and only 28 agreed to go, that in itself is a prospecting issue.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
And out of the 28, 7 to 10 showed this is all a prospecting issue. This is not a closing issue at all.
Okay. And out of those 28, two, I felt like some of them, I didn't, they were kind of like next, you know what I mean, where I didn't really necessarily feel that they were qualified, but they did want the website, and I just basically kind of blew through it. So some of those are that, too.
Okay. Well, that really isn't that's not an issue. My issue that I can see with 80 conversations and 28 agreeing but 10 showing up, in other words, there's always going to be a few that are next.
Uh-huh.
That's factored into the ratio.
Uh-huh.
But with your ratios being what they are, you need to get into the prospecting class desperately.
Okay.
Desperately. I would say you need it just as bad as you need a closing. Because if you talk to 10, if you actually brought 10 through and you read the closing script with, if it was 7, that's not enough to give me a ratio yet.
Uh-huh.
Because on 10%, you can make a six-figure income on just closing 10% of the people you talk to.
Uh-huh.
So, but if you can't get them to show up for the presentation, it don't matter how great your closing is.
Uh-huh. Right. I hear you. And I got that right when you were saying that in the beginning. I'm like, oh,
crap.
Okay.
Yeah. You need to be in the prospecting class desperately.
Okay.
Desperately need to be in that class. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm doing another one for the whole year.
I know. Okay.
So if I were you, I'd be getting off the phone and getting registered, at least get the next 3 weeks of the prospecting class. I'll let you in that other class, and you'll get the recording of what we did 2 days ago.
Okay.
So that your numbers will grow simultaneously with each other.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So that really is the main issue for you. Is prospecting, your numbers are going to grow side by side because you're doing a good amount of dials and you probably are spending too much time on the phone with each person. And getting a hold of 80 people is pretty good. That's like 20%. Whatever leads you're working, those are really good leads. Those are
cool.
Really, really good leads. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I do like the leads I'm working.
Yeah, because you're getting a hold of a lot of people and that's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a hold of maybe 45 people,
mm-hmm.
you know, on an average. So that was a great job.
Okay.
Hey, girl, I'm going to move on. I think you should pick up your cell phone and get yourself registered or call or get online right now and get yourself registered for the prospecting class. It's going to hurt you.
I know.
If you're not in both right away.
Okay. Thank you.
And put it back in. You're welcome. Go ahead and give me Dee Dee Morton.
One moment. And her line is now open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Okay, Dee Dee, so I'm looking at 400 dials.
Yeah.
For 40 hours.
Yeah.
That accounts for about 12 hours of work. What are you doing with the other 30 or 28 hours?
Well, yeah, I was not counting. I was counting, you know, meetings and stuff like that.
Okay, so I just want to kind of get an account for that. How many meetings are you doing?
Two a week.
Okay. And so it takes about 2 hours total to do a meeting, right?
Well, this meeting and a training.
You're doing two trainings a week?
No, a training and a meeting a week.
Okay. So how many hours is that?
So that's 3 hours.
3 hours total?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm at 15 hours.
Yep.
Where's the other 25 hours?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I calculated wrong, Danny. I don't know.
No. It's okay, guys. We're gonna fine tune your business, right?
Right.
And so what happens, Dee Dee, is that most people, and this is most. let me give you a formula that if you decide to fit yourself into the formula, your business is gonna explode. 400 dials, you are number three on the list, number four on the list of doing the most amount of dials.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that doesn't mean that you're doing the amount of dials that you should be doing.
Right.
Okay? So for this class, you know, wow, you're doing awesome. You know, I've got, you know, Tracy with the most, with 1,000, and she's like the only one that's anywhere near she should be. But let me give you the ratio. You ready?
Yep.
80% of your time in prospecting, brand new business. 19% of your time in training. 1% of your time in problem solving. It takes a leap of faith to actually do, to work your business that way.
Yeah.
So with 40 hours a week, that's 32 hours of prospecting. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, 7 hours, 7.5 hours of training and 24 minutes of problem solving.
Say that again.
7 hours, 7.5 hours of training.
Yeah.
24 minutes of problem solving.
Okay.
So how many hours did you say you're problem solving?
Well, I'm a system person, and when I'm talking to this many people, it's just really overwhelming me. And I don't know how you talk to 30, 40, 60 people, but I've honestly just been trying to put in systems so that I know who I'm talking to, what I do next. You
so
know what I mean?
It's all problem solving, right?
Yeah, it's all problem solving, but it's because I'm new, you know, I'm new to the dialer, I'm new to the, you know, I've never called that many people. So it's just trying to figure out how to not lose people. Because I think, you know, one of my things is that I'm very comfortable with dialing, talking to people, but it's
Let me ask you this. What if you actually had to double the amount of people that you talked to and you didn't have the hours to try to figure out the system?
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think would happen? If the system is robbing your time, how effective is it?
Well, it's not robbing my time. It's just trying to figure out the system.
As I said, if the system is robbing your time,
yeah.
How valuable is it?
Well, it's not very valuable, I guess. Well, I mean, but you have to call people back. You have to know that, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to call Claudia back because she
okay, hold on.
Saw the
previous let me simplify this for you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a three-ring binder?
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay. You got one? Okay, so it's a tiny little thing, maybe 1 inch, right?
Right.
And do you remember the tabs that we had in high school?
Yep.
Okay. So you have one tab that's called contacts, and then you have another tab that's called leads. And the contact one is where you are basically printing off, if you're purchasing leads, if that's how you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
You're printing off the long list of leads from off of your computer. Just print them out. That takes how long? Couple minutes.
Yeah.
Three hole punch it, stick it in your binder. Those are called contacts. They then move to the lead section only when you get a hold of them. So you're not looking through 1,000 leads to find when time to call Barbara back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the very back of the green script book, in fact, let's go there now.
Okay.
Let's go there right now. Under resources here, I think it's page 50, yep, 56. Turn to page 56 and 57.
Yep.
Okay. See that right there?
Mm-hmm.
It's Appendix C.
Yep.
All right. This is called a contact sheet. This is where you're going to three-hole punch the top of it. You photocopy this.
Mm-hmm.
Three-hole punch the top of it. And when you actually get a hold of one of those contacts, right?
Right.
Their name goes here, and your conversation is on this piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think computers are great and all that fun stuff, but all I know is I watch a lot of people waste a lot of time on them. And how did I talk to 30 plus people a day? I just used this contact sheet.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay.
Their name, their phone number, here it is. And it was really simple. And so this sheet is the one that tells you when the appointment is with the individual. So then I would highlight the ones that I would sponsor. And that, and so, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 per sheet, right?
Right.
So if I had two highlights on one sheet, then like, woo, I'm getting 1 out of 6.
Okay.
You understand?
Yep.
So here's, you know, the follow-up appointment. Here's my comments. It's all right here. So it's only the people that I talk to am I looking at that sheet. Instead of the overwhelming list of 400 leads.
Okay.
Okay? So that's pretty simple. I'm not saying you don't have a need for the auto dialer or whatever it is that you're using, but if it is robbing your time, and it looks to me mm-hmm. like it's robbing about 25 hours a week.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If you hired me Okay, if I was your, if we were in a job and you hired me to be your personal assistant, and my job was to make contacts 80% of my time, 32 hours, I was supposed to be on the phone talking to people and directing them to a presentation, but I was literally spending 25 hours a week figuring out a computer thing. How long would you keep me?
Well, hopefully you'd get better.
Really? How long are you going to pay me for those 25 hours of non-production?
Yep.
Right?
Right.
In this case, we're in business for ourselves, so we're going to have to fire ourselves.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, and here's what happens, Dee Dee, and I know you've probably been in business long enough to realize this, but it's interesting because we look at all the hours we're working, and I've only brought in one customer. Right?
Right, yeah.
But the truth is it took 12 hours to bring in one customer.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't take 40 hours to bring in one customer. Isn't that interesting?
But still, 12 hours, I would hope that I would bring in more than one customer.
I would agree. But do you know that it's going to take longer for you for your ratios to increase because your time is being spent on activity that is not productive?
Right, okay.
So the way that your numbers are going to increase is by spending more time on the activity that actually produces something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay? So that's really good. So how do you know if 15 people went to your presentation?
I call them back and they...
So you had 15 people answer, pick up the phone?
Yeah.
Good job. Dee Dee, are you in both classes?
No.
Okay. You know what you need to do, right?
Yeah. Well, it's I'm right on the screen right now.
Good job, girl. Because with 45, you had 45 conversations, which is, you know, about average as far as you got a hold of 10% of the people, a little more than 10%, which is awesome, 11% of the people. And good job that you actually had 50, you sent 15 people to a presentation, had 15 show up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to help you increase the 45 to the 15.
Okay.
Like if we could get it to 30, you had 30 people show up for the presentation, right?
Okay.
That means you would have sponsored. That would mean you would have two customers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just doubling your ability to get more people show up for the presentation. Mm-hmm. So out of 15, so your numbers right now are 1 out of 15. And Dee Dee, that's not bad. Hmm. It's not bad. I know it's not what you want, but it's not bad.
Okay.
Because like I said, on a 10% closing ratio, right?
Right.
You can make a six-figure income. You're not far from that.
Okay.
You're 5% away. Okay, so that's not bad at all. All right, so let's go ahead and let me role play with you on closing.
Okay.
All right, now what did you send me to? I'm the prospect. Okay.
Yep, I sent you to my website.
You sent me to a website, and what did I see on that website?
You saw information about the products and the opportunity.
Okay. Cool. Then, and now, so you called me back. We had an appointment time for you to call me back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
Do I say ring, ring?
Hello.
Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to look at that website?
Yes, I did.
Good. Tell me, what did you like about what you saw?
Well, I think I liked the idea of the product. It sounds like you guys have a lot of, you know, some pretty outrageous health benefits from the product line.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of products out there, but it seems like you guys have quite a bit of stability with yours.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. So, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Okay, Dee Dee, we're going to stop right here.
Okay.
You're scared to death, honey.
I am.
That's okay. Hey, how long have you been working cold market?
About 2 months.
I am so proud of you. That's amazing. You're doing really good.
Thanks.
You are. You're doing really good. I am really, really proud of you. To look at the level of dials you're doing, you've only been doing it for 2 months, which means you were birthed on warm market, right?
Yep.
So you're just testing this out and trying to learn a new skill.
Yep.
Okay, now, Dee Dee, in the beginning, it's always scary to learn a new skill.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever brought any – how long have you been in your business?
6.5 years.
Okay. So in 6.5 years, have you brought anybody into your business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And have you had any customers have success on your product?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So can you give me a roundabout idea about how many?
How many customers?
Yeah.
I don't know, 50.
Okay, you've had 50 customers come in, and those people have had some success, right?
Yeah.
Which means you have the skill set to get someone started on your product and have success.
Right, yeah.
Okay. How many people would you say that you've brought into your business?
25.
25 people. So which means you possess the skill to bring somebody in, right?
Right.
Okay. And have any of them had some success?
Yeah.
Bringing in other customers?
Yeah.
Okay. So it means you possess the skill to do that, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. What are you afraid of?
I don't know. Your script.
Okay, now I want you to say that again.
Reading your script.
You're afraid of what?
Reading your script.
You're afraid of reading a script.
I love reading your
prospecting
script, and I don't know. I just can't read your closing script.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, what if you did know? What would the answer be?
If I knew?
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, what if you did know? What would the answer be?
I would think that, maybe I just think that it's too quick or
yep.
They're not ready to make this kind of decision, you know.
How come they're not ready to make this kind of a decision?
Well, I guess I'm trained to, you know, to think that they need more information.
Really?
Yeah.
Who taught you that?
I guess. I don't know. You know, you have to take them to a presentation. I don't know. Maybe it was me. You take them to training. I mean, that's kind of the way that, you know, most of my business, my warm market business was done. I'm
okay.
Kind of a slow prodder, I guess.
Okay. Okay. So, but you are totally fully aware of the fact that there has been other people who've used that script after sending someone to a 2-minute and even a 4-minute recorded call and read that script and signed somebody up for $1,000.
Yep.
Do you know that has happened?
Yep. And I have heard that on your tapes and I'm like, I just don't, you know, I don't see how they do it.
Do you want to learn how?
Sure.
Okay. In order for you to learn how to do it, you've got to be willing to let go of the fear of the script.
Uh-huh.
And hold on to the fact that you know how to get people started on your product and to help them to succeed with it.
Okay.
And you also have the ability, come on, girl, to bring in 25 people in a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had some good success.
Yeah.
You're good at what you do.
Yeah.
And a script is going to change all that?
I don't know. Okay. I need to get my head around it. You're right.
Right? Okay, let me ask you, does a script change your product?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Really? Does the script change whether or not people succeed on your product?
No.
Does the script change whether or not people succeed in your business?
No.
Really?
Okay. I'm getting there. I'm getting closer.
Okay, I knew you were afraid after the actually question number one, and then when it came to asking for the close, then you were like, you had a big old, a huge pause.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that you know your product works, you know your opportunity works, and
yep.
You're letting a script stand in the way of communicating that.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Right.
It's kind of silly, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's go ahead and go back through it again. I want you to pretend like you love the script. The script is yours. You wrote it. You've signed up 100 people with it. And those people have done well, have thanked you for the product, have had amazing, significant health benefits from it. It all started with a quick script.
Okay.
All right, go for it. Just try again. Now, first of all, let me go here. What I want to see you do is this. You've been with your company for quite some time. You've seen some amazing things with your product. I want you to insert your story. Whatever it is, whether it's your product story or money that you've made, debt you've paid off, whatever it is, whatever your success story is, I want you to insert that in there. Now, when you rescheduled me after looking at the presentation, was it the next day, 2 days later, 20 minutes after? What was it?
It's usually the next day.
Okay. Then there needs to be a reestablishment of a rapport built.
Okay.
Because you haven't talked to me since yesterday, so when you, like, go for the throat,
yep.
without at least buttering me up a little bit,
yep.
then it's you're not comfortable either with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So let's go ahead and start from the beginning. After you reestablished a little bit of rapport, did you get a chance to review that information yet? Yes, I did. Janet, let me just tell you real quick what's happened to me.
See, I've been doing that before.
Yeah, so go ahead and insert your story right there, okay. And then go right into the close.
No, I meant I've been doing that on my prospecting rather than my closing.
Your story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm willing to change, that's for sure.
You can test it out. You can test it out and see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, go for it. I mean, if that's working for you, do it.
Okay.
Okay, go for it, hon.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Danny, it's Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You have a good day?
Yeah, so far it's going okay.
Good.
Yeah.
How are the kids doing?
They're doing great. We actually went to a play yesterday. It was real fun. It was cute.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, did you get a chance to take a look at the website?
You're still scared.
Yeah.
And yes, I did. Come on, honey, just ask me the question. As the confident business developer that you are, and you are interviewing me to see if I'm going to be worth your time or not, let me ask you, Davey, have you wasted your time with people?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to waste more time with people?
No.
Again, the mindset is are you going to hire me or not? That's
right.
What you're trying to figure out.
Right.
You're sitting behind the desk, you're in charge of human resources, and either you're going to hire this person or not.
Okay.
Now, somebody who's interviewing somebody for a job, are they afraid to ask those questions?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's the same exact mindset that you need to have.
Do you think I'm going to get it right now, or can I?
You are going to get it.
It till next week.
No, you're going to get it right now.
Okay.
All it is voice inflections. Let me help you.
I know.
That's all it is, and so it's just tonality. So let me show you.
Okay.
And by the way, everyone else is sweating bullets right now too, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Anyone else is listening to you. Okay, so here's how it goes. Okay, so let me go. Let me do it with you. Okay.
Okay.
So ring ring.
Hello.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, great.
Good. Are you having a good day?
I am, thanks.
Good. How's the kids?
They're great.
Yeah?
Great. Yep. Had soccer last night.
Oh, did anyone win?
We won.
You did?
Yeah.
Now, how old is the one that's playing soccer?
17.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, is the 17-year-old planning on going into, you know, college to play soccer or anything like that?
No, he's not that good, but...
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Are you going to be glad when it's all done?
I am.
I bet. How long have you been a soccer mom?
Not too long, a couple years.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
So you didn't start him when he was 3?
No, well, I didn't get him till a couple years ago. So
okay, gotcha.
He's newly mine.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's nice.
Yep.
That's nice. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good. Now, what did you like about what you saw on the website?
I liked the product, and I liked the stories I read, and it looks like something that, you know, people need.
Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Well, you know, as I was reading the stories, I thought of other people who might be interested in it, and that kind of got me excited.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, Dee Dee, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, need to work on a college fund, mm-hmm. and I need to build some retirement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, Dee Dee, with what you're currently doing at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to build that college fund as well as that retirement fund for you and your husband?
I'm not going to do it.
Really?
Job.
Okay. And where do you see yourself getting started? Do you want to start at the bottom and work slowly towards those goals, or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort than the person at the bottom does so that you can build that retirement fund as well as the college fund?
I want to start at the top and make the most money.
Okay. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on those checks?
That's good.
Okay. Now let's go back through. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Dee Dee?
Yep.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good, thanks.
This is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
You having a good day?
I am, yep.
Good. Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
I did, yep.
Okay. What did you like about what you saw? Hello?
Hello. I like that people were making money. A lot of people, I mean, I have to say a lot of people are not turned on, you know, they're not saying, you know, they liked the website or...
Okay, but hold on. Could it be on how you're entering in the conversation?
Maybe.
Because
yeah,
it didn't sound like you were either.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, let me help you. I'm so glad you said that. It doesn't seem like people are really turned on with the information.
Right.
Okay, watch. So you are allowing their response to dictate how you lead.
Okay.
So what that is that circumstances determining how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
It's never the circumstances in life that determine success. It's how we deal with them.
Right.
So watch what happened here. The second time through as I'm reading it, did you notice your response where I said, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, yes, I did. And I said, well, what did you like about what you saw? And you were like silent.
Well, I just was thinking about this guy who called me right before our call, 11 o'clock, and he says, you know, I looked at your website and it just doesn't interest me.
Mm-hmm. So, and
I said, well, okay.
And you know that.
And I said, well, tell me what you mean by that. And he said, well, I just don't think I can get excited about it.
Okay, great. So did you look at – so tell me what you liked about what you saw.
Okay. I know you always go back to that question.
Yeah, because I didn't ask him if he was excited about it.
Right.
I'm asking
right.
what he liked about what he saw
right.
to have him focus on that trail. And so here again, Dee Dee, is what I'm saying. By the way, there's always going to be a certain percentage of people that are going to give you that objection and be a no.
Yeah, right.
There's always going to be. So you
right.
count him in that place, right?
Right.
But the truth is you are allowing their response to dictate whether or not you believe in those 50 customers that you've helped get better on your health product.
Right.
You're allowing their response to dictate the truth about the 25 people you've brought into your business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to be honest with you, right when we started a role play, you were expecting for me to reject you.
Right.
So one has a downtone. So notice that did you feel a difference between the first time and the second time that I was playing the prospect?
Yeah.
Now, isn't it interesting that the first time that I played the first time that I was closing you, you didn't think about the guy that said he wasn't excited about the business.
Right. That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And why were you not thinking about that guy that said he wasn't interested?
Because of your tone.
Exactly.
Because
I am directing and speaking to a yes.
Okay. Okay.
I am my posture causes you to have a different posture.
Uh-huh.
But the second time through, my posture was fearful. And I was expecting to get rejected. And you instantly thought of someone who rejected you. Isn't that wild?
That's wild. Yep. That's good. That's good.
Do you understand?
Yep,
so when you talk to your 17-year-old, there is authority in your voice when you speak to him. Isn't that correct?
There is.
See, you just had it right then and there.
Yeah.
When you said there is, You see, authority has a deeper down tone.
Yeah.
Fear has a low tone that is a little shaky, uncertain, quivering.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I can have that tone because I, you know, I used your tone for calling people back who don't call you.
Uh-huh.
I had two people call me, Danny. I don't think I know you, but I'm sorry I haven't called you back.
Isn't that funny?
So, yeah, it is definitely.
So you've experienced being the business developer and the professional that you need to be and got strangers who didn't even know who you were to call you back and apologize for not calling you.
Yeah. And she's very interested in the business.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and was trying to call us while we were doing this call.
No way.
So
I'm going to tell you that your attitude and the tone is everything.
Yeah.
So even if you didn't believe, you can act like you do.
Right.
And belief has a certain sound. Conviction has a sound. And it demands a response.
Mm-hmm.
It demands a response.
Right.
And so your mind was controlled based on my tone. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. No.
Just as you controlled the mind of two strangers who didn't know you, didn't recognize your name, knew nothing about what you're doing, who now are interested in what you're doing because of your tone.
Mm-hmm.
And your tone was, how dare you not call me back? Do you understand? It's everything, man. It's absolutely everything. You've heard me say it on the audios. Man, if I got on the phone as the homeless woman that I was, I wouldn't be here today.
Right. That's right.
But I had to get on the phone borrowing some confidence from somebody else. Pretending like I knew what I was doing. I cannot tell you, man, that thousands of people that I've coached, I mean one-on-one, I'm talking one-on-one, where I've actually gotten people through 40-minute coaching sessions or whatever, I'm like, okay, I just want you to pretend like you know what you're doing. Now get on the phone and call somebody, and I listen to them live. It is astounding to me how far they can get by just pretending.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you ever played, like, Let's Make Believe?
I've not a long time.
But you have as a kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
We can create our own reality.
Yep.
On that. So I know you've got confidence and authority from other places that you can borrow and use here, and that's all it is. Your voice needs the authority.
Right.
When the voice has the authority, man, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
But if you're afraid of receiving rejection from somebody and getting objections from somebody, you will get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll clearly get them. But if it what it is, and this is how I did it while I was learning to get my numbers better, as I was learning to handle those objections, here's what happened with me, is I would look at this, and here's what it is. I don't want you being emotionally attached to yeses and nos.
Yeah.
Okay? You've had a beautiful opportunity of being able to work with warm market. And that opportunity working with warm market, you know, you've gotten 75 people in with warm market.
Right.
And these are relationships that you already have established that you want to keep those relationships. This is why you've chosen more of a slower path with those individuals.
Right.
When it comes to working cold market, these are just people who are, listen to me carefully and write this down, everybody that's listening to me. These people are in a desperate position.
Yep.
These people are in a fearful position.
Yep.
These people do not have too many more chances in their life to get their life on track. The fact that they're answering an ad, looking for a way to generate more income working from home shows you they have a weakness. I haven't answered an ad. Right?
Right.
Am I looking for a business to work from home? No. Why? I got enough going on.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So someone who is looking to make extra income from home tells you what?
They're desperate. Exactly. Yeah, they're serious. Yeah.
There's something desperate going on in their life. There's something that they need that needs to be fixed. There's something that said to them, I have got to make a change in my finances. I've got to make a change in my career. What I'm doing is not working for me. Isn't that the person that answered the ad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not the person that's a multimillionaire who's just bored stiff and doesn't have nothing to do. Right?
Right.
The guy answering that is somebody that's got a need. Our job is to find it and fill it.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yep. Yep.
So you already have it.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Good. Yep. Yep.
You are the one that already has the opportunity, and you have one that works.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You're not selling cut glass in a plastic bag, are you? No. You actually have a real product that really helps people.
Right.
I can't say that for all my clients.
Yep.
But I can say that for you. I'm familiar with yours. In fact, you were one of my competitors, Flip, 18 years ago.
Right.
Your product was a competing product with one of mine. Got started around the same time. So anyway, so you already have it. They are in need. You have the ability to fill the need. But the deal is you're not going to work with everybody. Because your time is valuable. And just because they're desperate and have a need doesn't mean they're qualified to work with you.
Right.
Got it?
Yep, yep.
You have a small percentage of people who have had success in a home-based business. You're a few, which means they need to impress you for you to show them how to get 75 people started in a business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because currently the guy on the other end of the phone don't know how to do it. But he certainly needs to know how.
Right.
Got it?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Here, let me tell you something else, Dee Dee, about you, and I want you to write this down.
Okay.
You're serious, and you're committed. 95% of the people in a home-based business are neither one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It is a rare breed of people that stick it out for 6 years and then invest into their education to learn how to get themselves higher and better. You've got 2% in your blood.
Well,
there's very few people that would sign up for the class like this. Very few people that will go to First Steps to Success in Creating a Dynasty. Very few. Very few that will purchase a script book. It's only the few. So you already have to offer a great opportunity for the individual. Everyone that's in this class, you guys are of a few. Therefore, don't mess around with prospects that are not worth your time. And so the reason why I say that is for you to have the posture of understanding I really do have something good to offer these individuals. And if they can't see that, it's their problem. And I'm looking for the ones who have eyes to see and ears to hear and a work ethic and that are teachable and are willing to follow directions. Those who are not worth my time. They can go work with the uncommitted individuals and waste their time.
Right.
You understand? That's how I made it, Dee Dee.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how I made it.
Yep.
I didn't make it with begging and convincing. I had to make it with, I only have so much time and money, and I got to dig myself out of this hole, so I'm only looking for those that are serious.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, my tone and my posture and my attitude was deadly serious. Therefore, I attract exactly who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
Great. All right, girl.
Okay.
Good job. And by the way, they don't need more information to make a decision. They already have made the decision to do something.
Right.
And either they're going to do it with you or they're going to do it with one of your competitors.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Very
yeah.
good point. Yeah. That's
they've already made a decision when
right.
they answered the ad.
Right. Yeah.
Who with
okay.
is the next thing. All right, girl. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. You are totally welcome. Okay, cool. Amy, go ahead and put her back in.
Okay.
And let me go ahead and have Peter Floward. Floward.
And I don't see Peter on the call, so Peter, if you are on the call, please press the number one.
Bad.
Doesn't look like Peter's with us.
Bad. Okay, let me have another one. Hold on. Okay, let me have Sue Kaler.
Okay, Sue, your line is open.
Thank you.
You are fast.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good. Okay, you're working warm market?
No, you need to know right off the bat.
That's cold.
I sent a new form in on Tuesday night that said it was cold market.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah.
I just changed it. All right, okay. But you're at 13 people to a presentation.
Yes.
Okay, and you know those 13 showed up because you send them to a conference call, correct?
I send them to a conference call.
Yep.
Yes.
Good job. Okay, well, let's go ahead and we'll play out some closing for you.
Okay.
Good job, by the way.
Thank you.
And having 25, you talked to 25 people and 13 people show up for a presentation. Good job.
Yes.
Yep, great job. And I know who you're working with, and you couldn't be working with a greater group of people.
Thank you. I feel the same way.
Yes, you couldn't be working with a greater group of people. I mean, you really are blessed.
Yes, I am.
To be working with them. Okay, so it's after the conference call.
Okay, hi, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Great. What did you think about what you just heard?
Well, man, it certainly sounds exciting and sounds like the people really know what they're doing. It was very professional. Yeah, it was very exciting.
Right. Well, tell me more about that.
Well, you know, the stories are crazy. How much money somebody can make so fast is really crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, I have, you know, quite a bit of debt that I need to pay off, for starters. You know, I don't ever want to be in the financial position that I'm in right now.
Okay. Well, Danny, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to pay off that debt and not be in that financial position anymore?
We're going
to
stop right here. So as it comes down for you to start asking the question to get the money, ooh, your posture totally changed.
I know.
You don't like question 5 and 6 now, do you?
No. No, and I really appreciated your conversations with DD just then. And
yeah. Yeah,
that's why I'm shaking in my boots right now.
So, look at this. It's only a script. They're only questions.
Right.
Okay, now watch. Your posture completely changed when it came time to make the rubber meet the road. You love hearing all my exciting stuff, but you're expecting for me to give you an objection right there.
Yes.
Stop it. There's no reason to be afraid. Again, what are we looking for? We're looking for those that are serious.
Yes.
Those who have the ability to make a commitment and stick to it. Not every person we talk to is qualified to work with Sue. Tell me, Sue, what did you do prior to working with this company?
Excuse me, I'm getting emotional. I didn't want to do this. I am a very successful businesswoman out there in, I'm a manufacturer's rep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have been a very successful businesswoman, and last year I lost my job.
Mm.
And so my income decreased substantially.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't have the money to throw around everywhere, so I'm just assuming that everybody else doesn't have money to throw around.
Oh, so you think everyone's in the same position you're in?
I would hope they're not. But.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hands on top of your head.
Okay.
And I want you to pull off the God complex. Because only God knows what financial position every single prospect's in.
True.
And not Sue. Right?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, let's go over here. So you're a successful manufacturer's rep. What? So you had a temporary season of losing your job, and you are not going to make the decision to lose your confidence as well.
Well, Danny, I kind of did.
Well, it's time to get back up on your feet and throw that idea in the trash.
Take my confidence back.
Your identity, Sue, is not wrapped up in the manufacturing rep job. Was it the job that made Sue successful?
No.
Really?
It was my people skills.
No way. Do you still have those?
I absolutely do.
No way. Okay, now watch. You've heard me tell my story. That my husband stole my bank account.
Right.
My credit cards. He maxed them out. I wound up completely homeless, right?
Right.
Okay. But I say the one thing that he could not steal was what?
Your skill set.
Exactly.
Yes.
He stole my dignity, my confidence, my belief, my faith. But there's one thing he could not steal. And what helped me to rise up and get myself out of the pit that I was in?
Knowing.
My skill set that I had gained the year before.
Right.
I hadn't used those skills for a whole year. But when desperation makes a decision and says, what do I have to work with? That's when the rubber meets the road. So I need you to forget about losing your job as a manufacturer's rep and say, well, thank you, God. You've given me some great skill sets, a whole lot of confidence through that job, and I can use that over here for myself.
Thank you.
Probably why you started to get emotional when I said not everyone's qualified to work with Sue. So Sue has a successful manufacturer's rep. If you were to, let's say if you were to run your own manufacturing company, right?
Right.
Would you hire just any Tom, Dick, and Harry off the street to take that job?
No, I would not.
Tell me, do you know exactly the kind of person who should have the job?
Yes, I do.
Would you say that it could be possible that you'd have to go through several applicants to find your replacement?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Not everybody would do what I did.
No way. And this is exactly the same.
Right.
You're now a manufacturer's rep for the travel business.
Hey, I like that. Thank you for that one.
You're now a manufacturer's rep for the travel business.
Yes.
And the income potential is far greater than what you were doing before.
It's 10 times greater.
It is, isn't it?
At least, yeah.
Yes. And you don't have to worry about some yahoo above you screwing something up.
Right.
So that you'll lose your position because you're in charge.
Exactly.
So what you're hiring are more manufacturer reps for the travel industry.
Right.
Do you understand?
I
and
do.
You know exactly who you want to hire.
Yes, I do.
And if they don't fit the bill, are you going to beg them?
No, I am not.
Are you going to be afraid to find out if they fit the bill?
No, I am not.
No way.
No way.
So who fits the bill?
People like me.
No way. So people who are hungry, people who are teachable, people who are willing to follow directions, people who are willing to submit to the authority of the trainer who is training them, someone who's willing to put up the money to get themselves started.
Right? Exactly.
Not someone you're going to beg, please put up $9,000.
Right.
Please buy some leads. Please go to First Steps. Please get into prosperity and closing class.
Right.
No, somebody like a Sue is, sign me up for that. I'll take that. I want those leads. And, yes, I'll be on those conference calls.
Yes.
Sue, isn't that what you said?
That's what I said.
No way. So you're looking for a you.
I'm looking for a me.
You are, and you're not going to buckle or bend or grovel or beg. Because that very mindset, and when you begin to do that with your mouth, then you attract those people. But when Sue Kaler is exactly who she is and her identity is not wrapped up in being a manufacturer's rep, she became successful in that position because of her skill set that she still possesses. She has chosen to walk away from that field and into a much higher paying field. And now she gets to interview other reps to see if they have what it is she's looking forward to work with, and she'll build a team of those reps.
Yes, I will.
You got it, baby.
Yes, I know it.
Okay, awesome.
Thank
good
you.
Job. All right, girl.
All right.
Good job. Love it. Okay, Amy, go ahead and put her back in.
Okay.
And, let me have Angeline Vanderheiden.
Okay, Angeline, your line is open.
Yes, I'm on the line.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What time is it over there?
Well, I live in Spain.
I know.
York. Yes, and it's 20 minutes past 6.
P.M., right?
Evening.
Good. Evangeline, welcome from Spain. And I see that you're working warm market. I've got about 30 dials for you. You talk to 20 people, which the ratio for warm market is always higher of getting a hold of people, no question. So 67% rate of getting a hold of people. And you scheduled 15 for a presentation. You brought one into your business. Let's go ahead and go through this real quickly. I've got a couple questions for you. What are you doing with the rest of your time?
Well, it was amazing when you were talking to the other ladies, and I was thinking, whew, I never saw the way you are doing the numbers.
Yep.
So I spend a lot of time with people who want to start, so I do another one, another presentation, another people who from my team who bring people. I'm quite of training my team because they are so insecure. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. How long have you been in your business, Angeline?
In this company, I'm 3 years, and I was in another company 2 years.
Okay. So the question I have for you is all of that time that you're spending, because, I mean, with 30, and so you realize, man, I'm spending way too much time with other people, right, other than new business.
Yes.
Okay, when you first got started 3 years ago, would you say that more of your time was spent in prospecting?
No. Well,
it would have to be because you didn't have anyone to babysit.
So I was traveling between Spain and Germany. I'm doing calls from here. From Spain. I have my warm market in Germany because I lived 30 years in Germany, and I didn't speak Spanish, so I had to learn Spanish and to get new contacts here to get warm market here in Spain.
Yep. Okay, so Angeline, what I'm hearing is a lot of busy body stuff going on. And not a lot of productivity. And I think you figured that out from the very beginning of the call, right?
Yes. I'm hearing since 2 months your calls, your pre-recorded calls, every day, 1 hour. And I say, oh, I have to change something.
Okay, so here's some things, first of all. In the last 3 years of you building your business the way you're working it, you're telling me that you're working a lot of time with your people because your people are insecure. So what seems to me is that no matter how much time you spend with those people, they're still insecure.
Yes.
So you have to look at your business model and say, is what I'm doing really working?
Yes.
Okay. So with the adult daycare system that you have, instead of... the telecommunications business that you own, you have to ask yourself, is my time really being used to the maximum benefit? Angeline, here's the other thing. Whatever you do, love duplicates. And so you're duplicating insecurity. Instead of independent business owners who go out and build a business without you and far surpass your own ability. So here's what I do know, that if you spent the last 3 years doing nothing but dialing, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your closing ratio would be up and over 50%. And you would also have other people in your organization with a closing ratio of over 50%. But how you build your business is the same exact way that other people are going to build it. They look at what you do and they do what you do. And so if you continue to step in to help your people close or to help do presentations for them, they'll never do them on their own. Here's a couple recommendations. First of all, Angeline, you got in this class. You're calling in from Spain. You are deadly serious about building a business. You've been with your business for one business 3 years, another business 2 years. It means you're deadly committed and serious about building it. For someone who's been in for 3 years, the fact that you did 30 dials is pretty good. You know, because most people after 3 years are doing no dials. So, you know, that's not bad that you've done 30 dials. Talked to 20 people, did 15 presentations, sponsored one. I know I can help you raise your closing ratios only if you increase those dials, and I want you to leave your group alone for this next month. So the ratios that I gave you, 80% of your time I want in prospecting brand new business. If it is not talking to a brand new person to present an opportunity to, you shouldn't be doing it. But I'll give you 7.5 hours a week, okay? So if you only have 7.5 hours a week to work with your group, I bet you would choose who you'd work with rather wisely. Would you say, Angeline?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do 7.5 hours a week with the group include also doing presentations with them?
Yes. To be honest with you, you should never be in a presentation with them without having personal prospects there yourself.
Okay. Yes, I heard it in one of your calls.
Okay, but have you done it?
I have another kind of the people I talk to is different to the people they bring. They bring people without work. So they are without, how do you call it in English? They are without work.
They're wasting your time. They're wasting your time.
And I talk to people who are working,
yep.
Business owners, and
yep.
I do not put them together because this doesn't go well.
Yep. So, Angeline, how long do you want to waste your time? Working with people that are bringing you bad prospects.
I want to earn money.
Angeline, how serious are you about wanting to earn some money?
I'm very serious, you know, but because
tell
I'm
me
living
why.
For my...
Tell me why.
See? Because I'm living for my savings. I stopped my business in 2003, and I have some savings out of my business I owned in Germany, and I'm eating my pension.
Okay.
So I have to earn money.
Okay. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes.
Please take me off.
Okay.
Okay. I have one quick question for you. What did you like about what you saw on the website or what you've heard? Because you said you've been listening to the audios. Tell me what did you like about what you've heard.
Well, you know, the conscience I became in the last 2-3 months was that I told you I owned a business before and I had 80 people on my pay schedule every month. And I was doing interviewing people and looking if they are good to work with me.
That's good.
Well, I was very successfully in Germany.
Obviously, if you've been living off of that money since 2003, you're very good. So tell me, what did you like about what you heard on our website?
I heard that they earn money, and I do not earn money.
Okay, so you like that you heard of all those testimonies of people making money?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I realized that I must do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I signed up for this class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm hearing every day one of your recorded calls.
Yep.
And I will find out what I'm doing wrong and what I can do to earn the money.
Yep.
What I can do to get these people into my team,
yep.
into my sales force.
Yep. Okay, so, Angeline, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Well, to pay the things I have to pay.
Okay.
For my living. I'm 55 years old, and I hope I will live up to my 80, so I need more money.
Okay, now, Angeline, with what you're currently doing and the current way you're building your business for the last 3 years, how long will it take you to be able to pay for your expenses and to pay back your pension and to make a lot of money?
I will never reach it because I'm not earning money, Danny.
Yep. So the question I have for you is, where do you see yourself getting started with the work-at-home profit zone plan? Do you see yourself getting started working from the bottom which is listening to free calls and just trying to go at it just an hour a day? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn all of that money you've heard our other clients earn? People like Jackie, who failed for years in this industry until he came to First Steps and came out and generated $13,000 his first month after his first steps to success. Do you want to be in a position like Renee, who also has generated now over $700,000 in just a few years, learning a very simple system, and that system being at First Steps to Success? There's a small, there's the low end of the package, and there's a high end of the package. The low end and working slow is listening to a call every day. The high end of it, for the people who have had the biggest results, are the people who have plugged in to First Steps to Success that's taking place March 21st and 22nd in Los Angeles, California. So do you want to earn a lot of money very quickly and no longer deal with people that you shouldn't be working with and no longer waste the next 3 years of your life?
Well, I want to earn a lot of money. I want to be in a high position, and I want to plug in your system. And I think I have already plugged in because I have the CDs for First Step to Success. I have the millions, how is it called?
Prospecting Close Your 8 Million.
Yes.
Okay.
I have the
script. Those are all great. Those are all great, but those are supplements, just like vitamins. First Step to Success is my recommendation to you. Creating a dynasty is my second recommendation to you. Let me tell you why, Angeline. You are deadly. You are a businesswoman. You're a businesswoman. And there's a big difference. Right now, you are trying to learn how to perform open-heart surgery by some online courses versus going to university and learning from a surgeon. Do you understand? You are not the kind of woman who's playing around with a little business. You are a very successful business owner who made enough money to set aside quite a large pension that you've been living off of for the last 5 to 6 years, which tells me something about your character. It tells me something about your skill set. It tells me something about your experience. It also tells me that you're a risk taker. And so as a woman like that, you know, there's two different types of clients that we have. And you are definitely not the kind of a client who's going to look for the easy way and the slowest way to be able to build your business. You are definitely somebody that has what it takes to build something very quickly, and you just need the simple direction that First Step to Success in Creating a Dynasty shows. Audios don't do anywhere near what a two-day live seminar does. So what you're listening to with Live in North Carolina, that is nowhere near what you can expect out of 2 days live. Let me ask you this. With audio, you can listen to it while you're driving your car, right?
Yes.
And you can listen to it while you're cooking dinner, right?
Yes.
You can listen to it while you're taking a shower, right?
Well, it's a bit difficult, but...
Can you take a shower while I'm live in your face for 2 straight days?
Can I, please?
Can you be cooking while I'm talking at First Step to Success live? No, you are sitting in a seat, frantically taking notes, 100% involved and plugged in. There is a big difference between an online course and being live at the university and learning hands-on from the surgeon itself. Would you agree with that?
That's true, yes.
Yes. So I guess the question is are you the kind of person that doesn't take a risk and show up for university, learn how to become the surgeon that you know you deserve to be? Or are you the kind of person that wants to see what you can figure out for free or online or... a slower way. It's up to you, honey. Sounds to me like you got to make some money fast.
Yeah, I know. It's for me, it's impossible to be next week in where you are in Los Angeles.
Well, all I do know is if it was really impossible, you wouldn't have heard about it, and you wouldn't be hearing from your coach right now telling you to get your bottom there ASAP. It's just how long you want it to take, that's all. That's all. So what I would recommend, well, first of all, everything that I taught today totally applies to you. Man, you interviewed 80 employees. You know how to interview. What is simply happening for you right now is you're spending a lot of time babysitting other people that you shouldn't even be talking to. How many people do you have in your business?
About 20.
20 people. So it's taking you 2 years to get 20 people?
Yes.
Would you like to learn how to get 20 in a month?
Yes.
Would you like to have those 20, out of those 20, to have maybe 5 of them go and build a business without you and never need you for closing, never need you for doing
yes.
presentations? If they, those 5 would be doing their own presentations.
That, all these questions, you know that I answer them with yes.
Yes. Okay, so, and currently you don't know how to do that, right?
I don't know how to find them. I don't
yes.
know how to talk to them.
Yes. Yes.
I have 3,000 warm contacts in my database.
Wow.
For clients, for a lot of people, but I do not know how to contact them.
Right. Okay. So you're in the prospecting class also, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, all I know is you are so set up for an amazing home run. You're clearly set up for an amazing home run. So my recommendation, again, is pretty simple. If you want to make a lot and you want to do that quickly and you want to duplicate to where you have independent people, my gosh, if you have 3,000 contacts, darn, and you also have credibility with those 3,000 contacts because you were a businesswoman, we can certainly show you how to make that work for you very simply. You're doing the right thing as far as you're in the prospecting and closing class. That's going to help you some. But if you want to propel yourself much faster, Los Angeles couldn't be at a better time for you. It couldn't be a better set of circumstances for you. Could not be better. I would just check into flights. Check it out. By faith, step out and see what would happen. I promise you this, what happened to Simon from Australia can happen to you. Simon became number one in Australia as a direct result of using the First Step to Success system, generating multiple six figures. He's got a $1.2 million home. He's made all kinds of crazy income in his early 30s. And it wasn't just because of him learning how, but it's also because of his people plugging in, too. He actually brought 100 people from Australia to Los Angeles for creating a dynasty. And that's what put him number one up on the charts, because his people now could build without him and build successfully, where he was babysitting prior to that. And he sat in on a class just like this. This is how he started before he came to First Steps to Success. Is he started with these classes. He started with the same audios that you have. I gave him the same exact recommendation on a live call, get to First Steps immediately. He did so. And out of that, in fact, he'll be in Los Angeles. He'll be there even next week. So anyway, Angeline, you're doing everything that you need to. You have all the perfect foundation to succeed with. You are right. You're missing a few things. You're missing a few things that an audio is not going to answer. It's going to help to point you in the right direction, but it's not going to fulfill the thing, the yearning that you've got inside of you. So hats off to you, 3,000 clients in your database. Prospecting class is going to help you with that. Closing is... as simple as reading, you know, the script that you heard us read. There's other issues that I would say that's going on, and your time is being spent elsewhere. So let me give you some advice leading up to a first step. First of all, I want you, for the next 3 weeks that we're in this class together, this is what I want you to do. Please spend your time, 80% of the time, contacting those 3,000 people. Only 7.5 hours is going to be spent in working with your existing organization. But to be honest with you, I would spend a 7.5 hours with the new people that you will be getting started from spending 80% of your time prospecting. It's impossible not to get somebody started when you have the level of credibility that you have, the kind of contacts that you have, the experience you have of interviewing people to see if you want to work with them. You have it all. So the issue is you're not spending enough time picking up the phone and talking to people. I don't care if you screw it all up. You're still going to get somebody started. That 7.5 hours of time of training, do you have insider secrets?
No.
Okay. Insider secrets, do you have a presentation success system?
No.
Okay. Those two, between those two CDs, they show you how to get the person started on the right track, especially with presentation success system. So when you get somebody started, how do you put them on the track to where they are going to start earning income right away? So between those two audio programs, that kind of directs you in the direction of what to do with those people for the 7.5 hours. Okay? You got 24 minutes of problem solving. if you just do that for, and if you add a first step into there, we're talking about, you're talking about astronomical growth. But if you're talking about, just get on this plan 80% of the time, so that's 32 hours of prospecting. Meaning, when you work with these people, these 20 people that are whining, it totally hurts your prospecting. Just like this. Remember earlier you said that the people that you are doing presentations for are bringing you people who don't have jobs, right?
Yes.
Isn't that frustrating?
Ugh, it's terrible.
Isn't it?
It's
and you
terrible.
Drove all that distance just to find out you wasted your time, right?
Yes.
Yes. So how do you feel about prospecting somebody after that? Not real good, huh?
Hmm.
Because you're frustrated with the 20 people that you're working with.
Yes.
Write this down. We get whatever we focus on. Right? Angelina, it was impossible for me to succeed. It was impossible. And it was impossible for Charlotte Zwart to succeed. And Charlotte Zwart is on the phone with us right now from Nevada, Las Vegas area. Charlotte Zwart failed miserably for a long time. Now Charlotte Zwart is a raging success, generating outrageous levels of income. This girl talked to hundreds of people and heard no, 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 no. Now this woman has high closing ratios. I've watched Charlotte from day one failing and then succeeding. Single mom, beautiful little girl that she's got raising her daughter. So when we spend time with the 20 who are frustrating us, it makes it very difficult for us to prospect new people that are going to do great. But if you don't make time, if you limit the time that you spend with the 20, and most of your time, let me ask you this. Wouldn't you say that sponsoring a new person is the most exciting thing in the world to do?
Yes.
Isn't it? There's nothing more exciting for your business than getting a new person started, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more frustrating than working with whiners.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
So can you remember when you've sponsored people, like you can't even sleep at night, right?
Yes.
Right. And the same whiners rob you of sleep at night as well, don't they?
Yes.
Isn't that true? You're sitting there tossing and turning. You want to wring their necks. Okay? So I want you to limit the time that you spend with the whiners, because it has an internal effect on you. It has an internal effect on me. When I'm working with whiners who are complaining about what they can't do, it has the same impact on me that it does on you. But when I'm working with those that are teachable, that are hungry, that have yes in them, that say, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. I'm willing to do whatever it is that I'm told to do, and I am going to walk this thing out, and I'm going to succeed in this thing. That's who you're looking for. That's who I'm looking for. That's who I'm looking for in Los Angeles to take the distance for 2009. 2009 is a peculiar year. Coming off of the heels of 2008, the worst year of people's lives. A year of bad economy, a year of desperation, a year of disaster, a year of political nightmares, a year of a war that's been going on for too stinking long. America's now an embarrassment to so many other nations. That's what 2009 is. We're looking to raise up a breed of people that will shine so much brighter than that they're shining right now, and know how to get exactly who they need to get, how to find the yes in the yesers, to next the whiners, and to raise up a breed of people that is a breed above and a breed apart. And why? Because it's desperate times. There couldn't be a more perfect time to build a business than right now, because people are more desperate than they've ever been, ever in history of their lives. Never have been more desperate than they are right now. It's a perfect time to build a business like yours. How do I know? Because I was in that same time 20 years ago. It looks the same. Feels the same, sounds the same, smells the same. So how do you raise a business full of people who are not fearful? That's what we're going to be working on. And it's going to be fun. So do this between now and then. Stay away from the whiners. I want you to go find a whole bunch of brand new people. You got a list of 3,000 people. You already told me. I want you to call them, even if you screw it all up. Even if you screw it all up. Okay?
Okay.
Go make a mess and screw it all up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How can we do, can I overcome the secretary?
Well, I don't know. How did you overcome the secretary before? And that's a prospecting question for the prospecting class.
Yes.
And I know you must
class.
Have overcame the secretary before. Are you telling me that a woman like you who generated the kind of income that you've done over the years are afraid of a secretary? I don't think so.
No.
Really. I don't buy it for one second. Try somebody else. I know better than that. I'm sorry, a woman that moves from Germany to Spain and doesn't speak English, doesn't speak Spanish, and you're afraid of a secretary? I don't think so. I don't buy it for one second. You are a risk taker to the bone, honey. And you are a survivor to the bone. I'm not worried about it. Maybe you just forgot who you were for a second.
Last 5 years, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I think you did. I think you forgot who you are, because those are not valid questions from a woman like you. Not at all. Okay,
it's
Amy, put her back
you.
In. Thank you so much for being on the call, girl. And
you.
Get your numbers up this week so that you can get picked to role play with. And I would be happy to role play with you only if I see your numbers change. I need you to make a mess. Make a big mess, dial in a bunch of numbers, and get those numbers in. And then we can look at role-playing with you next week. Okay, guys, bonus you an extra 20 minutes. Good class. Good stuff. Listen, y'all need to listen to this MP3 again and again and again. There were so many nuggets on this thing. It seems like the absolute thread through this class was identity. People letting their identity be directed by their set of circumstances, whether it was losing a profession, losing a business, losing a job, whatever. Give me a break, guys. Listen, your prospect on the other end of the phone is the one in need and looking. You have already found the opportunity. You're one step ahead of that guy or girl. If you have brought people into your product or service or whatever it is that you do, then you are obviously two steps ahead of that individual. No reason to ever lose your identity based on a tone coming from the other end of the phone. You direct the tone. You direct where it's going. You direct what it looks like. It doesn't mean you become a dictator, but it definitely means that I want some more authority in all of the voices that I've heard today. Listen, there's a big difference between excuses and results. And what we heard today was a bunch of excuses. Now, I'm not saying that to put Michelle or Dee Dee or Sue or Angeline down. No, it's here to expose. It's probably throughout the entire class. If I talked to every single one of you, I probably would have heard the same excuses. Like I'm afraid of the script, or I don't like question number 5, or, I used to be this. I'm not anymore. Really? Who dictates that? Listen to me, guys. You are not in this class to whine, and you're not in this class to remain whining. How awesome that these four women were in on being role-played with, talked to, answered questions of, and being directed. And what did we see? Excuses always lead to non-productivity. Excuses always lead to doing other things that we feel like we're getting busy with something. But the bottom line is this, is that if we are not producing the results, then the chances are we are not doing the activity we're supposed to be doing. And so this is awesome. And again, I want more than anything for you to understand this. Whatever objections you have, those are the objections you'll attract to you. So if you are afraid, then you will get fearful objections from your prospects. If you are one of those people that say, I'll go next time or I'll do that next month, then you will emphatically, by the law of reaping and sowing, which is a law that you cannot change and neither can I. When we give an excuse for the obvious step we're supposed to take or the obvious thing we should do, and we have an excuse instead, then I promise you that the next 100, the next 1,000 prospects you talk to, they're going to give you that excuse. I've been doing this for 20 years. I know that when I let my attitude slip, I know that when I let my mouth live with excuses, all I ever attracted to me with people that thought the same way. It's the same, I think it was Dee Dee that said it, and it was classic, it was perfect, Dee Dee, that you said, I feel like people should, you know, have to take longer to make a decision. Well, Dee Dee obviously took a little longer to make a decision, so she thinks everyone is just like her. Well, again, this is an excuse that puts a barrier right in front of us. All it is a script. It doesn't change the fact whether or not the product works. It doesn't change the fact whether or not the opportunity works. All of that works. It all works and works fine. Obviously, all of your companies are having success. Every day your companies are bringing people in. Every day you guys are marketing something. Somebody is getting yeses. What's the difference between us and them is what's in our heads. It's what is rolling off of our tongues. The excuse of, I can't afford to go, I can't do this, I have so much going on, or, oh, people should need more time to make a decision. Like Sue said, man, that was amazing. You know, I used to be a successful, you know, business person. I was a manufacturer's rep. Man. So she felt good about building the rapport, but not good about closing. Why? Because her identity died with her job. That's not true. Her identity has nothing to do with her job. Sue is who Sue is. She still possesses those skills. You understand? And then again, lastly, with Angeline, spending time with the wimps and the whiners makes our prospecting really bad. Spending time with the wimps and whiners, we start thinking like them. We start talking like them, and we start making decisions like them. It's the same. You know, when we were on the phone with Sue, this is so profound, guys, so profound. When I was on the phone with Sue, this is what we said. Oh, this is so good. Sue, who are you looking for? She said, I'm looking for someone like me. Exactly. Then quit messing with those that are not. So with Sue, who was she? Sue stepped into whatever her package was in her business. She said yes to this class. Okay? In fact, hold on a second. Sue also said yes to First Steps to Success in Dynasty. Sue's in both classes. Sue's got the MP3 for this. I'm sure just today alone was worth all of it. So why, and so what is Sue looking for? Sue's looking for people that Sue's going to put in that rep position. As I said, you're looking for a manufacturer's rep just like you. And who will you hire? The ones who say, yes, I want First Steps. Yes, I want Dynasty. Yes, I want the top package. Yes, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this thing work. And yes, I'm going to do whatever it takes to improve my skills. But don't you know that if Sue isn't talking like the person she truly is, okay, that said yes to all of this, but if Sue gets on the phone as a different person who is afraid to ask the closing question because her confidence was knocked when she lost her job, then Sue is not going to attract to her. Sue is not going to have the language, the tone, the attitude, the focus, the ability, none of it, to get another Sue. Because Sue would have said no to her own self. If Sue got on the phone weakening at question number 5, Sue knows that she would have said no to herself. But fortunately, the person that closed Sue did not weaken at question number 5. Fortunately, the person that got Sue and Dee Dee and Michelle and Angeline did not let them have a pile of excuses. They stood strong on knowing they've got something that y'all need. Isn't that awesome? That's all you got to do is stand strong. That's it. You can do that. That happens by hanging out with other people that are strong. That happens by spending a weekend with people who know exactly where they're going and how to get there and know the current strategies about how to make it happen and how to hit the ball out of the park. That happens because birds of a feather flock together. If you've been flocking with your people who are doing nothing and who are whining and who are blaming the economy and who are worried, you will speak, act, walk, talk, and eat just like them and have the fruit of their living. You'll live just like them. And this is why it's important to break away. To break away from those who live like that and accumulate with those who are going somewhere, who know where they're going, who have current strategies to get there. Birds of a feather flock together. And why? Because then when you leave that flock and you go back to building your business, guess what? You now will attract a different group of people, and you now can impact the others that you were just around. But if you have the same attitude and tone as them who are not succeeding, if you have the same skill set as those who are not succeeding, you'll wind up with the same results they got. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that is not your destiny. It is not your destiny. Your destiny is to rise up out of it. You cannot do it on your own. I'm excited for those of you going to be with us in L.A. Here, coming up real quick. Next week, we are going to have an amazing experience together, and your skill sets are going to explode. Your results are going to prove it. You will be clearly the example that your organization, your team, your family, your company needs, because you've been called to such a time as this. This is your time. This is your time. Your time is not to be hanging with the desperate and the wimps and the whiners. Your time is to rise up above with those who are succeeding in these times and to go back and lead by example for them to say, how are you doing this? And you direct them where they can find the flock that's doing it as well. So God bless you guys. What a great call. Listen to this again and again and again. Again, if you signed up for the MP3, you showed who you were. Listen to it 1 hour or maybe two. Maybe you might want to listen to both hours. Every day up until you get the next class. Turn in your homework by Tuesday night at midnight. Get off the phone with me and dial like a crazy person. Dial like you're going to succeed. Dial like there's someone at the other end of the phone that's another Danny Johnson who's homeless with $35,000 in debt but is desperate to make a decision to change her life. Dial like you are, dial like you know that there's a Charlotte Zord on the other end of the phone that was too stupid to quit, who refused to give up and give in, who persisted beyond persisting, who had tenacity beyond tenacity. Do it and persist like the many thousands of our clients who've walked through these classes and walked through First Step to Success and Creating Your Dynasty Doors. The many tens of thousands who've come through and have succeeded on the other side. You're dialing. They are on the other end of the phone, I promise you. There's more out there just like me. There's more out there just like you. There's more out there just like all of the success stories you've seen and heard and visually watched on the videos on our website. They're on the other end of the phone. You make sure you've got the right posture to be able to close them. Closing is nothing but a game of posture. I hope you got that out of today's class. All right, guys, I'll be talking to you next Thursday and looking forward to seeing your results. I'm mostly looking forward to seeing your dials increasing between now and the time that I see you next. God bless you. Awesome. Great job tonight. This is just the beginning, and it's just going to get better and better. Danny talked a lot about the event coming up next month, which is in L.A. The dates of that event are October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And the registration link for First Steps to Success is smarternetworker.com/FSTS. That stands for First Steps to Success. So again, it's smarternetworker.com/FSTS. So again, make note that your homework is due on Sunday. The recording and the MP3 information are already included in your email, so go back through your email in order to get the link for tonight's call. And next week, we are live with Mr. Jackie O'Quinn, who comes with a massive amount of experience, success, a ton of energy, and he's just an absolute legend in this community. So let's crush it the next few days, and we'll see y'all back here again Tuesday evening, same time, same number. Good night.